compiled a catalog with at least 850 stars in their positions. Hipparchus' successor, Ptolemy, included a catalog of 1,022 stars in his work, The Almagest, giving their location, coordinates, and brightness. In the 10th century, Abu al-Rahmu carried out observations on the stars and described their positions, magnitudes, and star color, and gave drawings for each constellation. In his book of fixed stars, Ibn Yunus observed more than 10,000 entries for the sun's position for many years using a large astrolabe with a diameter of nearly 1.4 meters. His observations on eclipses were still used centuries later in Simon Newcomb's investigations on the motion of the moon, while his other observations inspired Laplace's obliquity of the ecliptic and inequalities of Jupiter and Saturn. In the 15th century, the Timurid astronomer Elmer Beck compiled the Sigi Sultani, in which he cataloged 1,019 stars. Like the earlier catalogs of Hipparchus and Ptolemy, Ulugh Beck's catalog is estimated to have been precise to within approximately 20 minutes of arc. In the 16th century, Tycho Brahe used to include instruments, including large mural instruments, to measure star positions more accurately than previously, with a precision of 15 to 35 arcs. Taqi al-Din measured the right ascension of the stars at the Istanbul Observatory of Taqi al-Din using the observational clock he invented. When telescopes became commonplace, setting circles sped measurements. James Bradley first tried to measure stellar parallaxes in 1729. The stellar movement proved too insignificant for his telescope, but he instead discovered the aberration of light and the nutation of the Earth's axis. His cataloging of 3,222 stars was refined in 1807 by Friedrich Bessel, the father of modern astrometry. He made the first measurement of stellar parallax, 0.3 arcs for the binary star 61 Cygni. Being very difficult to measure, only about 60 stellar parallaxes had been obtained by the end of the 19th century, mostly by use of the Philaer micrometer. Astrographs using astronomical photographic plates sped the process in the early 20th century. Automated plate measuring machines and more sophisticated computer technology of the 1960s allowed more efficient compilation of star catalogs. In the 1980s, charge-coupled devices, CCDs, replaced photographic plates and reduced optical uncertainties to 1 milliarc second. This technology made astrometry less expensive, opening the field to an amateur audience. In 1989, the European Space Agency's Hipparchus satellite took astrometry into orbit, where it could be less affected by mechanical forces of the Earth and optical distortions from its atmosphere. Operated from 1989 to 1993, Hipparchus measured large and small angles on the sky with much greater precision than any previous optical telescopes. During its four-year run, the positions, parallaxes, and proper motions of 118,218 stars were determined with an unprecedented degree of accuracy. A new Tycho catalog drew together a database of 1,058,332 within 2030 mass, milliarc seconds. Additional catalogs were compiled for the 23,882 double, multiple stars, and 11,597 variable stars also analyzed during the Hipparchus mission. Today, the catalog most often used is ANOBE 1.0, an all-sky catalog that tracks proper motions, positions, magnitudes, and other characteristics for over 1 billion stellar objects. During the past 50 years, 7,435 Schmidt camera plates were used to complete several sky surveys that make the data in ANOBE 1.0 accurate to within 0.2 arcs.